I have good news for you. The sun is rising. There it is. The sun is rising. The storm's still raging, but relax. I've got this. Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Guber. God bless America. This is the Steve Guber Show for Monday, March the 23rd, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, in the eye of the storm, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders have faded into the wallpaper. Nobody hearing from them or seeing them. You know, Governor Andrew Cuomo has become popular with his no-nonsense approach. Could that change the dynamic of the election? Number two, Senate Democrats, for no apparent reason, well, except to buy the November election, have proposed a completely random $200 monthly increase for those getting Social Security and so much more. And number one, the Wuhan virus storm continues to rage. The numbers of those infected in the U.S. has, as predicted, skyrocketed. That's because we are testing so many more. It's not spreading any faster, but because we're testing, we're learning a lot more. What is the infection rate? We'll get to that. What is the fatality rate? We'll look into that. Will hospitals be overwhelmed with patients? Possibly, in some areas. At the same time, Democrats yesterday, in a straight party line vote, rejected a massive bailout deal put forward and said, we need more. Let me give you an example. I just mentioned they want $200 more per month for Social Security recipients. No particular reason for that, but every Social Security recipient in America to get an extra $200 a month throughout this through 2021. Bernie Sanders says that every American should get $2,000 a month, every American, for the balance of this crisis. So if you're a family of four, I guess you get $8,000 a month. Regardless of whether or not you've lost your job or in harm's way financially, everybody gets the money. Makes no sense. We'll get to that, but the Senate Democrats rejecting the massive coronavirus bailout, leaving Mitch McConnell angry, to say the least. Democratic senators argue that the GOP bill includes several non-starters and walks back areas of agreement, such as expanding unemployment insurance. They thought they had reached with the Republicans. It's gamesmanship. We're in the middle of a crisis, and the Democrats vote down party lines to shoot down an aid package for the entire country. That's what you're dealing with. That's what you're dealing with. In fact, it's Dick Durbin. It's Doug Jones of Alabama. While five Republicans are in self-quarantine, except for Rand Paul, who has tested positive for the virus, they're all in self-quarantine, five Republican senators. So they only had 47 votes, so the Democrats vote them down. Massive plan to help Americans, to keep businesses afloat. The Democrats vote it down because of politics. They don't want Donald Trump to have a victory. It's absurd. It's not time for politics, folks. And it's not time to start just throwing money around, because that's what it's all about. Throw all the money you can find and muster at the problem. We'll buy the election in November. That's what the Democrats sadly are thinking about, it appears, in the height of this pandemic. Meanwhile, Ford, Tesla, General Motors, all gearing up to build ventilators that could be in great demand shortly. We currently have about 175,000 ventilators, give or take, according to estimates from around the country. Many experts say we need to have close to 1 million, maybe more, to meet the demand that could be coming in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, maybe into the summer. So General Motors, Ford, Tesla, all rolling up their sleeves to build ventilators. And God bless America, at least we can do that. But when it comes to things like penicillin, we can't do that. And here's why your antibiotics are on hold from China. It takes 2 years to build a fermentation unit that will produce penicillin. It has to ferment, you see. And our last plant closed in 2004 in the state of New York. Why? Because the Chinese ramped up massive production and destroyed the economy. They flooded the market. Therefore, they shoved the American company out of business. And so all of our penicillin comes from China for the most part. And it takes penicillin to be the baseline for most antibiotics. Penicillin is the baseline for most antibiotics. And therefore, we are way behind the curve. Completely beholden to China. By the way, on the program a little bit later, Dr. Steve Hahn will be here. He is the director, the commissioner of the FDA. the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration will be here to talk about red tape that's being cut, the search for vaccines, the search for a cure, the search for answers on how the hell we ever got ourselves in a position to rely on China, communist China, completely for so many of these drugs. And he'll be here. Later on the program, Ivy's going to sort it out for us as well. She'll be joining us to explain what she's found in her research. Because we have to dig a little bit deeper. You can't just take into account the high number of cases. We have to know, of those cases, how many are mild, how many are severe, and how many are critical. This is the key component of the numbers. Don't just look at the numbers. Oh, my God, we've got 70,000. We've got 100,000 cases. Most of that is meaningless. By the way, of those getting tests, 9 out of 10 test negative. 9 out of 10 test negative for the coronavirus when they go through the testing process. So please, I ask of you, do not go get the testing process unless you are certain you have some symptoms. Because otherwise, you're just gumming up the works. Do your part and make sure you only get tested if you believe it's true. But the high price, the very high price of trusting communist China to tell the truth is devastating countries around the world. Italy, pounded by the virus. Spain being pounded. The United States soon could be in trouble, despite all that we have done. And we've done a lot. But we could reach 100,000 cases by the end of the week. And again, mostly because of testing. But I need to remind you, as late as mid-January, the World Health Organization was saying that SARS-2, the base virus, SARS-CoV-2, was not contagious, could not be spread human to human. Because why? The Chinese told them so. So the World Health Organization parroted what the Chinese had said and put the rest of the world at risk by not doing its job. The Chinese, meanwhile, kept members of the World Health Organization and the CDC out of their country, out of Wuhan. But you have to ask yourself, with 7 million Chinese leaving Wuhan in the weeks leading up to the close down on travel, how is it that China didn't have massive outbreaks in Beijing and Shanghai and Chongqing and all these other places? How did that not happen, and yet massive outbreaks in Italy and Spain and Iran, Germany, the United States? Something about that doesn't make sense. And we have to dig deeper. Either the Chinese are not telling us the truth about how they stopped the virus, maybe they have a cure, or they're not telling the truth about how many cases they have. They say only 6 yesterday, only a handful in the last few days. The number of cases still at around 81,000 in the communist nation. So either they've found a way to stop the virus entirely, which is get rid of the host, or maybe found a cure. 14 after now on Monday, March the 23rd. Good to have you here. A lot to cover today. A tremendous amount to cover today. We'll try to do our very best. Show should be 6 hours. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.